did you as a young man think that communism was the solution to the problems of Poland?
It was in the 30s when I joined the Communist Student Organization. I think that the main reason for this was the crisis of the 1930s, which in Poland was especially very hard. I couldn't bear the absurdity of the situation when, on the one hand, we had millions of people thrown out of work in our country, and on the other, such a poverty, so many needs of our country. And it seemed to me that the communists showed the solution, a revolution which could change everything. And the Polish crisis was a part of a world crisis. We thought it's a crisis of capitalism. There is only one country in Europe which shows that it could be immune to crisis. It was the Soviet Union. I remember a booklet published in Warsaw in the 30s under the title Wyścig Pracy, which means in English race in work, something like that. And there was a chart on the front page showing some black lines going down for capitalist countries, and only one line, red, going upwards, very steeply upwards, that of the Soviet Union. This was a rather convincing argument, you know. A very maybe amusing story is that when I told just that to a meeting of students some time ago, they burst into laugh because they couldn't imagine that there was a time when there was such a difference, you know, that the Soviet Union was this country showing, you know, the way or so, something like that. And this is very interesting because it was, after all, after years of, as you call it, communist indoctrination of those students in Poland.
But the Polish Communist Party, Communist Movement, was actually quite small in Poland. And after the war, the Polish Communist Party effectively took over. And some people describe the Polish Communist Party as the Soviet cuckoo in the Polish nest. It was a Soviet implantation, essentially, in Poland. Well, what is your view of that?
Well, I must say at first that already before the war, I withdrew from the communist movement in 1937, when I was shocked by the Soviet purges and also by this absurd cult about Stalin. And I wasn't the only one who reacted so to those Soviet events. But then came war. At the beginning of the war, the Soviet Union seemed to us no better than a junior partner of Hitler's Germany in attacking Poland, partitioning our country, and persecuting Poles. Well, we didn't know at that time about these so-called secret protocols in pacts between Germany and the Soviet Union, but we saw the results of those protocols on ourselves, so to say. By the way, they are not published yet in my country and also in the Soviet Union. But I rejoined the communist movement during the war. This was not an easy decision. I remember the summer of 1940, after the fall of France. This was perhaps the most glum, tragic time in our life. We had our hopes on Britain. I still remember those famous words, "We shall never surrender." We hoped, of course, that United States will come one day to the rescue. But I must say that most Poles, not only on the left, but also in center-right organization in the Polish underground, were certain that there will be war in the East. Europe was at that time divided between two superpowers, one could say, Soviet and German spheres of interest. But we were certain that there will be this conflict, and it was at that time when I started to realize that for Poland, which is squeezed between the two powerful neighbors, the only future is when I speak about what I remember from those times. The only possible future is when these two neighbors are fighting each other.
But are you saying that in fact the Polish people like yourself decided that only the Soviet Union could help Poland, that the West had abandoned her in the war? So after the war, you looked at the Soviet Union alone as the only power that would save you from Germany? And
At that time, Hitler's Germany seemed almost invincible. What Germany did in Scandinavia and in France, what it almost did against Britain, and you know, the whole tone of the German propaganda at that time, which was influencing after all. Not only that, the tragic situation was that German soldiers at that time in the occupied Polish territories, dazed by their military victories, behaved really like they were believing they are a master race. And Poles are a troublesome tribe.
I understand this anti-German feeling, but what I was trying to get at was whether you'd decided that.
I'm just trying to answer your question that one had to ask oneself, where could you find, these forces which could oppose Germany? Well, United States, of course, but they are far away. One doesn't know when and how long will it take. And this war, this deadly German war machine, which was quite literally destroying Poland, its people, its culture, everything Polish, with gathering momentum. So, you can, of course, hope for a future, but the deciding problem is to survive. Well, the hope that Germans will have another opposing force to fight against, and the Russian territories, and something which history says about Russia, which wasn't conquered. So these were, I couldn't say hopes, but still some thoughts that it might be helpful for us.
So you decided after the war that the Soviet Union was the only hope for Poland?
No, it wasn't. And as you well know, there was something like three powers alliance which decided about Polish questions without the Poles. This is another problem which maybe we could discuss. But the question was that it wasn't the Poles who decided that they will find themselves in the Soviet sphere of interest, or on Soviet-dominated territories. It was Britain, the United States, and the Soviet Union who decided it's together.
After the war, why did the Polish Communist Party effectively decide to take the leading role, to take complete power, and in fact merge with and abolish the not only the right-wing parties, but also the left-wing parties, the Peasant Party?
To answer this question, I'm afraid we have again to go a little back. There is not so well-known fact that the communists in Poland tried during the war to reach an agreement with the parties of the so-called exile government alliance. It was at the beginning of 43 when Gomułka, on behalf of the Polish Workers' Party, started negotiations with those four big parties of the Polish underground which supported the London government. And he proposed them to create something like a cooperation in the common struggle against Germans. And there were protracted talks. Three or four times they met. I know something about those talks because I was at that time close to Gomułka. I just worked in as one of the editors, and Gomułka was responsible for the press, the underground press of the party. Anyway, after these protracted talks, we got the answer, no. The proposal was rejected. And of course, one can understand suspicions and other reasons for our opponents, because they were opponents at that time. But it seems to me that it was the turning point in our modern history. I mean, in modern history of Poland. For two reasons. One, that such a cooperation between the communists and the four parties supporting the London government would change the internal situation in Poland, would make the Polish underground stronger, would create situation which might influence even bigger things. I'm just trying to think that the fact that Poles were isolated, I mean London Poles, in 44 from all the Allied political councils, was also connected with that, what we are talking now.
But let's just take it sort of further in to beyond the post-war world, beyond the immediate post-war period. Why in 46 did did you decide that, I mean, I essentially what I'm saying is that didn't you really decide?
First of all, that only the Polish Communist Party changed because it hadn't the chance to cooperate with those London supporting parties.
Right, right.
And this is perhaps the most important part. Secondly, Stalin, at the beginning of 43, being still in a very desperate situation, it was still before Stalingrad, was perhaps not so sure of himself as he was half a year or a year later. Thirdly, there was no attempt to negotiate directly between Poland and the Soviet Union questions of which could divide us. And then came this problem of Polish Eastern Territories. And unfortunately, the position taken by the Allied government, by Britain and the United States, which went, as Stalin wanted it. You know that.
Yes, I understand that, yes.
And it was already in October 39, when the British government gave the Soviet government to understand, the Soviet government, which at that time abused the British, that they are the imperialists, but the French were, the Germans were friends at that time, but the British government gave them to understand that, if you would change your policy, maybe we could acquiesce to your gains of Eastern Poland.